This is Bob Muscatel, WLISWMRD, another edition of Travel Thursdays with our buddy Dan Schlossberg. Let's talk to him now. You know he's a popular writer. He's written so many terrific books, including the new Baseball Bible, which has been updated, and it will continue to be updated because, well, baseball's changing all the time, and it is a phenomenal compendium that you want to have by your side if you're a baseball fan. I know I have it nearby. It's available at Amazon.com or at your local brick-and-mortar bookstore. And this guy's available with us right now, Dan Schlossberg. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. Looking forward to the trade deadline tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I'll bet you are. Matter of fact, when I called Dan, he said Gallo's Winery. And, you know, obviously in regard to Joey Gallo, going over to the Yankees. And you and the Braves were hoping to nab him, right?
Yeah, we were. We need a big power hitter, but I'm sure we'll get somebody else.
Now, tell me what you told me over the phone that you'd settle for.
Well, Aaron Judge would be terrific. He's a right-handed batter. His swing is wasted in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, I think it is, although 52 home runs in a year is okay by me. I hope he stays with the Yanks. He's been very good for them. Okay, so, folks, let's talk a little travel, and this time it's traveling up a mountain, and a lot of people have done it, a lot of bumper stickers out there proving it, and Danny, we want to talk about Mount Washington today, right?
Yes, we do. And I love Mount Washington. I love the Cog Railway. It's a beautiful area anyway, tallest peak in the northeastern United States. Mm. And I want to talk about the Glen House because the Glen House was voted Best New Hotel in New Hampshire 2019 by Yankee Magazine. Not to do with the ball club, the Yankees. This is Yankees in New England.
Yes. And this is any vehicle that makes it up Mount Washington is really going to be tested, and it makes it a lot nicer when you have a nice place to stay at the base of the mountain, and this one really steps in and really fills the bill, right?
Yeah, very much so. It's the most legendary drive in New England. It's a steep and breathtaking climb. The road opened August 1861 to stagecoaches. I can't imagine stagecoaches making that climb.
Oof.
And this makes the summer of 2021 the 160th year. Travelers have driven up 4,618 feet from the base, reaching more than a mile into the sky, Bob. And it's the highest point in the Northeast at 6,288 feet.
A mile into the sky. So, folks, when you're driving up in your, you know, whatever you're driving, just keep in mind you're going to be going a mile up. And it's a steep drive. My brother and my nephew made that drive years ago, my brother had a kind of an older car, but it made it up, and it would certainly make it a lot easier to be staying at someplace really nice at the base, and boy, the Glen House sounds like it really fills the bill. The Mount Washington Auto Road is America's oldest man-made attraction. You know, I saw that in your notes. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, it was certainly built a long, long time ago, Civil War era, and now the Auto Road to the Sky package at the Glen House includes two nights in a standard room, auto road passes for a vehicle with two adults, a keepsake cooler, souvenir T-shirts, four-hour bike rentals from the Great Glen Trails Outdoor Center, and the starting rate is $279 a night. Now, noteworthy, this is only good through Labor Day, which is September 6th, so you've got about, 5 weeks to go.
Yeah, that's, you know, actually, in this day and age, $279 a night doesn't sound too bad in this day and age. And does it include a AAA membership? I'm curious.
No, but it does include a bumper sticker. This car climbed Mount Washington.
Yeah. You see those all over the place. Well, tell me a little bit about this hotel, because it sounds like a really cool place to stay.
Well, it's got a restaurant, a bar and a lounge, a gym, an indoor saltwater swimming pool, ooh, plenty of meeting space, a lot of outdoor activities at the adjacent Great Glen Trails Outdoor Center. It's not far from that cogwheel train that I love so much that we've talked about many times on this show.
Okay.
And by the way, the hotel is owned by the Mount Washington Summit Road Company. So that's kind of interesting that the Glen House is owned by the road instead of the other way around.
Yeah, right. Hey, by the way, you're kind of burying the lead here as a dog owner. It's pet friendly, right?
It is pet friendly. It has 68 rooms. It's a boutique hotel, and it's really good. That biking, walking, hiking trails, and just the scenery. I love the scenery up there. It is really beautiful.
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, getting back to that pet policy, I see that the pet fee is an additional $20. So make sure you have your dog bring some extra cash with him.
Yeah, that's true. But that's a cheap fee for a pet, I think.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Because you love those kinds of places where they're pet friendly. And that's kind of cool that you can bring Fido along and still, you know, do the ride up Mount Washington and stay at a beautiful place. This really does look like a phenomenal place to stay, Danny.
Oh, very definitely. And by the way, this is the most famous mountain drive east of the Rockies, so it's good for our listening audience. And the views to the Atlantic Ocean one way and to Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts, New York, and even Canada. You can see all of that from the summit of Mount Washington. So it's really spectacular.
Outstanding. And by the way, a lot of outdoor activities available at Great Glen Trails Outdoor Center. So there's a lot you can do. It's not just a way station to get up the mountain. It's really a fun place to stay.
It is. And be prepared if you do go up Mount Washington. They have some wild weather at all seasons of the year. Any day of the year, it can snow up there. You can get very high winds, hurricane force winds. In fact, the highest recorded wind gust, 231 miles an hour, occurred at the top of Mount Washington.
Yeah, and I believe that's still a U.S. record, I think, right?
That is a U.S. record, although I'm sure there are tornadoes that are more than that.
Yeah, probably so. By the way, I was supposed to go up with my brother and my nephew, and we got indeed winded out because that day was closed because the wind was just too much. So, you know, plan ahead, folks. If you are going to stay a few days, that's probably a good idea, because if you try one day and you can't get up there because they close it off, maybe the next day will be nicer. If people want to know a little bit more about the Glen House, I see theglenhouse.com is the best place to go, right?
It is, or Twitter is at Glen House Hotel.
At Glen House Hotel, okay. Now, have you stayed there, Danny?
No, it's a new hotel. It was not there the last time I was up there.
Okay, gotcha. Well, listen, it sounds like a great place to go, folks. And what a, listen, New Hampshire's beautiful anyway. That's where I do the show from. But if you're heading up to Mount Washington, it's a great trip. Make sure your car is completely tuned up. And obviously a nice tune-up for you and the family would be to stay at the Glen House at the base of the mountain. Sounds like a great time. Thanks for bringing it to our attention there, Mr. Schlossberg.
Anytime, Bob, and I know that you live in New Hampshire, and because of that, I wanted to have a New Hampshire story for this morning's Travel Thursday.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks so much. Listen, stay safe. Let's do it again next week, and good luck at the trade deadline, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. We need it. We'll settle for Aaron Judge.
All right. Take care, man. See ya.
You too.
All right. That's Dan Schlossberg, folks, joining us today. Travel Thursdays right here at 1420 and 1150 on the AM side and 97.3 and 105.3 FM, WLIS and WMRD. We've got personality.